YouTube admits it meddled with abortion search results, but calls downranked videos misinformation. By Alam Bokhari on January 17, 2019. In a comment to the Daily Mail for a story about Breitbart News' publication of internal discussions revealing search manipulation by the Google-owned video platform, YouTube admitted that it meddled with search results for abortion. However, YouTube seems to be standing by its decision, claiming that the videos that were pushed out of the top search results for the query contain misinformation or graphic content. Per the Daily Mail, the spokesperson added that when the changes were made, no videos were removed from the site and the ones that were shifted contained misinformation alongside graphic images. Breitbart News reported earlier this week on internal discussions at Google showing that YouTube added the search terms abortion and abortions to an internal blacklist file inside the company. The change came after a left-wing Slate writer complained about the prominence of pro-life content in the top 10 search results. Among the videos identified by the Slate writer were of congressional testimony from former abortion doctor turned pro-life activist Dr. Anthony Levitino, an unidentified Ben Shapiro video, a video called Live Abortion Video on Display, and a personal story about abortion called Abortion, My Experience with a Thumbnail Adding My Biggest Mistake. The pro-life videos she complained about disappeared from the top 10 results following her complaint. These are the videos that YouTube accuses of misinformation and graphic images. But only one of these videos, Live Abortion Video on Display, fits this description, due to its graphic content. YouTube also failed to explain how congressional testimony from Dr. Anthony Levitino, a gynecologist and former abortion doctor, also disappeared from the top 10 results, could be misinformation. But perhaps the most obvious contradiction to YouTube's comment is Abortion, My Experience, a video that, according to the Slate report, previously featured at around 9th in the search results. The video is a woman's personal story of being pressured into an abortion by an allegedly abusive partner, and subsequently regretting the decision. The video doesn't feature any graphic images. As it's a personal story, it can't be accused of misinformation either. It seems disappearing the stories of women who don't have the correct abortion experience is now YouTube's policy. The two pro-life videos in the top 10 were an anti-abortion discussion on a Muslim channel, and a two-minute news clip from a Catholic news channel with just 500 views. The latter clip has since disappeared from the top 10, and was likely there only temporarily due to it being a recent upload. Without organic popularity, which most of the Catholic channel's videos do not have, it's unlikely that many videos from the channel will remain in the top 10 for very long, despite being approved by YouTube. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alambokhari@protonmail.com.